Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Never thought that I would come.
They gonna wanna hit the horns.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning, the 6th day of October. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have Texas Metro News, My Eye Messenger, and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. We also have a wonderful, wonderful e-blast that you can participate in. All you have to do to get on, get subscription for it, is go to TexasMetroNews.com. That's www.TexasMetroNews.com. No excuse for the news. I tell you, we just have so much going on, so little time to talk about it. We'll go through the e-blast in a little bit, but we're going to give you a wake-up. There's a lot of football going on. Want to make sure you guys are right on schedule with that. I tell you, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. And give you a little family, just a little bit. And it's getting close to homecoming. I know our coach, basketball coach, was in town as well. But let's get you rolling a little bit. That's how we do it. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning, and we want to make sure that you all are getting ready to make your day, make your week, and that's what we do here on the World According to Andrew. World According to Drew. Again, Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning, getting you ready, for this long, long week. They seem so long because the weekends are so short. But we'll get some people on and talk a little bit about some things. And we have Faith in Action. It's going to be the church leading the fight for civil rights from sanctuaries to streets. Love it. Love it. Casey Thomas, Karen Boykin Towns, Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III, and National President of Blacks in Government, Honorable Shirley H. Jones. Absolutely wonderful. Reach out to them. They'll be all in action next weekend. So let's see what we got going on. Exactly what we're going on. So we're going to move right along and get some things, pay some bills, as they like to say. Celebrating 100 years, 197 years of Black Press. I tell you, the music, the messages have been conveyed over the years, and it's been 197 years. The NNPA, National Newspaper Publishers Association, .org, Black Headline News Now, and Black Star Network, and just some other outlets that we support and want you to start reading them as well. Did you know the Black Press matters? And that's what we're here. We're part of the Black Press. I want to thank Cheryl for everything that she's doing. I tell you, you got an opportunity this week to go and kind of see how things are working on that end. And I tell you, these people are working. It's a lot when it deals with newspapers. And I want to commend them on the services that they have been providing for each of us. Each of us, which has been just something to behold. I sit up and I watch them work. And when I say they work, folks, they work. Putting bylines, things that are not the editing. I got a chance to see a little bit of that this week. The closest time when I write something, I send it, and I want to thank Ms. Rogers, Ms. Dupree, all those folks that at least helped me get some subject verb agreement going. So it's just always good to see that going on with our crew. The Black Press Matters, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there's clinical trial and testing appeal for triple negative breast cancer, and it's actually, folks, a lot of attention has been placed on this, so we want to make sure that you all are aware of some of the things that are going on a global, from a global perspective. Groundbreaking clinical trial is set to launch that could potentially change the landscape of triple-negative breast cancer, and that is TNBC. TNBC, triple-negative breast cancer, especially for Black women who have been disproportionately affected by the aggressive form of breast cancer. Dr. Linda Vandell, a breast cancer medical oncologist at Dartmouth College, is speaking, or basically is spearheading a study that aims to prevent the cancer resurgence of TNBC patients using the novel approach of copper depletion. So, folks, there's some things in the horizon. And, sister, we need you. We need you to get tested. We need you to participate in some of these items because it's just unbelievable how disproportionate a lot of these diseases are. And we have mechanisms, so we want you to be a part of that. We'll read a little bit more. The ultimate job for us, the ultimate Black job for any of us, is to vote. And then next month, boy, it's going to be a doozy. So, folks, what you need to do now, go and check and see whether or not you're on the roll, because they're going to great lengths to keep us out of the polls. That's just I don't know what. When you start doing all this, you're desperate. If everything was cool, you wouldn't have to do anything. It just breaks my heart every time. So don't vote. It's what you don't want to do. You want to vote. I threw you for a little twist there. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. Everyone needs to vote. Get out and vote. Check and make sure that you're still on these registries. Make sure. There we go. We got it. All right. Frost Bank, folks. Frost Bank is spotlighting our business partners around Winter Smokehouse. Is our business for today. Meet the owners of Winter's Smokehouse. It's a family-owned black business. They specialize in Texas-style barbecue. They are most known for the huge MVP baked potatoes and their full barbecue menu. They come fully loaded with more than just food. Just fully loaded with more than just the basic fixings of any meal chosen. What sets them apart from others is the integrity is the number one in their production of their food. You can visit the website to order and get 10% off on your first order. It can be found at https://www.winnerssmokehouse. That's WINNERSSMOKEHOUSE. You know, obviously you got Mickey Mouse spelling that, but .com. It can be reached at 214-817-7213. DeAndre Jackson, that's the person that will probably answer that phone for you. But Winners, barbecue, make it happen. Make it happen. The Business Spotlight is brought to you by Frost Bank. All this started with Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III, the senior pastor of Friendship West Baptist Church, announced 100 days of buying black. In acknowledging the 100th commemoration of the Tulsa Race Massacre. And at that time, a year ago, we joined the movement, and we are continuing. It's actually been almost 3 years. Excuse me. And it marked 100 days of featuring black businesses. And we decided to keep that struggle going. And we need you to support each other. We need to know what your businesses are in order to get things done the right way. Thank you, Frost Bank, for the business spotlight. And again, today, the spotlight is on Winter's Smokehouse. News. Oh, boy, aren't we still talking about Prairie View Grambling Weekend? Had the best time. Always have a good time out there. Gives me an opportunity to reminisce of how things were during my collegiate days. And we just seeing the youthfulness of the kids that are out there. And I think how important we thought we were as student leaders at that time, but you could really appreciate it and understand what those young people are going through, and we have to support them. According to Cheryl's World, My Truth, a Soulful Weekend, she said it was a great weekend. You had the State Fair Classic, bringing together two premier HBCU football teams, Grambling State and Prairie View A&M. For the annual contest, that will celebrate its centennial next year. I'm banking on Grambling to win and Prairie View to win the Battle of the Bands. Even before the ring toss. Whatever the outcome, I'm just happy to be with my people. HBCU games are like a family reunion. There is plenty of food, fun, music, tailgating, and fashion show. And the fashion show, the parade on foot, Divine Nine strolling and stepping, card games, vendors, and dominoes, and line dancing as well. I just love the energy, and I look forward to attending that event. I have attended since the 1980s, when legendary coach Eddie Robinson was alive. This year, the victor was Prairie View A&M, after five overtimes and no less. As far as the Battle of the Bands, I just give a nod to the world fame with their tribute to the late Frankie Beverly. And both Royal Courts was classy and represented excellence. But even before that game, I was on the campus of the oldest liberal arts HBCU west of the Mississippi River, Paul Quinn College, under the leadership of Dr. Michael Sorrell. It was a Black History moment, as only the Black governor of the entire country, the Honorable Wes Moore, visited the campus with congressional leader, a congressional woman, Jasmine Crockett, Democrat of Texas, speaking to students and urging everyone to go to the polls. So, folks, it's no joke. Getting the kids to go, getting yourself to go, it's so important to us. Less than a month away, the day being the 6th, we have to be ready on the 5th of November. Start checking and making sure that your voting items are in place. We need that. We need everybody. Divine Nine. Let's be so divine that that nine increases to everybody. Because we need your vote more than ever. More than ever. And we'll go through some things just to keep you abreast of what's been going on around the world or here in the country, in the city, in our state as well. So a lot has been going on, and I'm feeling it. Remembering Sam Putney. Sam Putney was a very special man, full of life, full of joy, full of love. And you may remember Sam Putney from the morning team with Skip Murphy. Oh, man, just something to think about. And we're going to try to work with this morning. I tell you, a lot of us woke up to Sam Putney. In the morning team, you can remember with Wig, Chris Arnold, Nanette Lee, and Skip Murphy. From Skip Murphy in the morning team. That is a item to behold. They talk to so many people every single morning. Samuel Buddy Putney. And we'll give you a little bit on him. Wow. And this was way back to actually the end of the month. But Sam Putney, want to give him his props. I tell you, folks, there was a time where radio was key. You couldn't even go anywhere. You had it on in your car. It really made a difference. Satellite radio has put a different push on things now. But I can remember Sam Putney just giving it straight. Good guy, born April 5th, 1948, and was called home on the 23rd of September. It was held at Friendship West Baptist Church. And you can find that on our website as well. Finding out, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who have sent me. And I tell you, I can only imagine the who, not the who's who, but the who of who participate in it. And just looking at some names, this is actually in Mansfield. You know, a lot of people are moving out that way. Dr. Albert, Pastor Albert Snell, looked like he was presiding along with Dr. Frederick Douglass Ames III. We can think about it was who's who among people who spoke. Kirk Franklin was there. I mean, Sam touched so many lives through radio. And especially when they had the Skip Morning and the Skip Murphy in the Morning tea. So again, Kirk Franklin, special remarks by Keith Bass, Lamon Putney, Diane Gibson, aka known as Miss Community, Pastor Luther Felder, Jim Austin, Senator Royce West, John Wally Price, Throwdown Sam, Skip Murphy and company. Skip Cheatham, who went on to be a very, very successful producer, started right here in Dallas, throughout the world. Dee Dee McGuire, who is currently the lead of the morning team there at K104. Music selections by Paul Rogers and Tony Blame of Natural Change. And you name it, they were there. Folks, it's not how can I put it? It's something when people make an imprint on your life. Just think about now you have so much satellite radio, which has been around a while. But it was almost like you wanted to get in the car on your way to work and listen to the radio to get all the information that was needed. That's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. So Samuel Buddy Putney, nickname Buddy, and you can find that. They have a lot of photos of his plight as a radio personality. Wow. Kind of like family. You go and you be in the business, and we lost the giant. And he'd been in several markets, but it was just unbelievable how much impact they had on the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All right. Some other items that we're looking at. Here's a question for today. Why Grand Prairie guns keep turning up at crime scenes in Mexico? ATF, what's going on? Let's read a little bit more about that. That seems a little bit more interesting than just reading the byline. You know, we have a partnership with Dallas Morning News, so folks, you really got to get in here and get your look on, get your freeze on, whatever you got to do. And you can get a link to Dallas Morning News. We have a partnership with being Texas Metro News. And on the front tab right now, everything you need to know about the Cowboys and Steelers, shorthanded Dallas, looks for another road win. All right. So you can get not only Texas Metro News, you can get the Dallas Morning News and other things. Liz Cheney and Colin Allred, unlikely alliance in the political repercussions. I want to just say thank you to Colin Allred. Came down to the Grambling Prairie View, you know, came down and came down the avenue, I like to say, MLK, and talked with the groups. You had the Alphas, you had the Qs, you had the Deltas, and definitely last and not least, it's the men of Kappa Psi. We're walking through, getting things to a point of coming out with the people. Coming out with the people. I thought that was absolutely wonderful. You didn't see anybody else, so we need those who came in contact with Colin Allred. Need to get out here and vote, folks. That is the thing. We need to get out here and vote. Did you know it was a watchdog cutting costs? How to shop the cheapest cheapest electricity in Texas in 15 minutes. We'll teach you that because we have to. Some of these companies are getting this pretty good. How Paul Randolph made America architecture brutal. And you know what? With the summer getting ready to totally disappear this fall, they're going to have some things out of Six Flags. Folks, please go. Go out with your kids. Just be there. Fright Night. I remember all those nights out there. Absolutely wonderful. And it wasn't like you was crowding your kids. You just felt a little bit safer that you were out there. Did your own thing. Communicated with the kids. Gave them certain times. They didn't have their cell phones then, but gave them certain times to meet by the Texas Giant or whatever other rides were out there, but it just gave me a sense of calm knowing that I was there with them. All right. It's all about the kids, but you know what? It's all about this election, folks. We can't talk about it enough. We cannot talk about it enough. There a video from the Texas Metro News / the Dallas Morning News. It's a video, five things you need to know about the 45th president. That is something to behold. I've been around, I guess, with being blessed with these years of my life. I've been around several political forums, several national presidents. Going back as far as voting, I can remember the very first one that I voted for. We even had a sitting president to come to our high school in Florida. So, folks, I cannot iterate this enough. It is very, very important that we get out here and vote. Very important. I may have said it once. I may have said it twice, and we'll say it more and more. We need to vote. So check everything. Check and make sure that you're still on the roster. They're purging. And they're quietly doing it. But it has not been that quiet. Well, we can't figure out what is going on. That's what we're looking at. And it just hurts my heart that we have to stoop to various levels. Various levels to keep things afloat. That breaks my heart every time I think about that. Every time I think about that. So, folks, we got some work to do. As Ricky Ricardo will say, we got some splaining. We got some splaining to do. It's about 40 minutes after the hour. You listen to the World According to Drew. Hey, we just having a good time. Dr. Rodriguez is going to step in and help us out here very shortly. We got Black College Sports at the top of the hour. Can't you believe it? Four or five games in, we are having a ball. A lot of history, you know, I'm just last weekend alone, we had our State Fair Classic. Absolutely wonderful event. The stars were out. Deep in the Night. I need to get that song Deep in the Heart of Texas, because it was a night to remember. We're going to get that there. I'm trying to get the lyrics there. Because that's what happened at the Cotton Bowl. Then the stars are bright. I mean, stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and the high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of one, I mean, of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. The coyotes wail along the trail, deep in the heart of Texas. The rabbits rush around the brush, deep in the heart of Texas. The skies at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. All right. I finally got those, the kicker on that to get it going. But, folks, it's just so much going on. We have to get out here and vote. I cannot state that enough of what we need to do. We have to do an old song. Do your thing. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to slap them to. So we there, folks. We are there. I tell you, I'm just taking it back. I did not know Sam Putney had passed. And they tell you how much I don't listen to the local broadcast. I'm doing more satellite radio than I have. So maybe I need to tune back in to stay in touch with what's going on. It is a time where everyone must pay attention. We're going through some crucial times. We can mark history by participating. That is just so important. Poor People's Campaign National Canvassing Weekend. Get out, folks. We have Celebrating Life Foundation 23rd Annual Sister to Sister Festival. So a lot is going on. A lot is going on. We have the Pink Diamonds Breast Cancer Awareness Ride. Again, you can find all these on TexasMetroNews.com. Go there and then you can get the e-blast for every single day. A lot of political people are doing their things. The Chief Justice position said it qualified and experienced. Let me blow this up because I don't want to mess this up. People, our advertisers have worked with us. We're so appreciative. So appreciative. I'm going to have to blow it up one more time. And it's on there clearly, but I just need to make sure that I got it. Qualified and experienced for justice. Boy, some challenges this morning with these eyes this morning. And that's Stacey Williams. Let's get out there and give her support. All right, we have another great event getting ready to happen here on October 25th. Tickets are $50. Michael Eric Dyson, the Sudney Griggs Lifetime Achievement Award at the African American Museum on Grand. Tickets are $50. $50. I tell you, I want to say good morning to Dr. Harry. He is making that thing going, and you know, I really need to get more involved with Dr. Robinson. I have been. You know what, as time ticks, still, he's very sharp. He doesn't forget names. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And to be a historian, folks, can you imagine just sitting down for a couple of minutes with Dr. Robinson to explore everything that he's gone through from Bishop College? They were in the library, and then they moved on. The city gave them a museum. Who could have thought a kid from Louisiana was going to be doing great things in Texas, telling his story of how things were? Simply, simply outstanding. And glad to be a part of that. It's about 47 minutes after the hour. You listen to the world. According to Drew, and just going through CNN, they say the former president has delivered a barrage of lies and distortions about federal response to Hurricane Helene. You know, when you look at things like that, everybody need to be on that page. It's no matter if they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, it should not be removed because these people have lost their lives. Natural disasters. Who would have thought that North Carolina or South Carolina would be having such a rainfall from this horrific hurricane? Who would have thought that? You always think it's Florida. Yes, Florida gets the blunt because of where they are geographically. But as you can see, once they go aground, they go in many places throughout this country. And again, do you think it's global warming? I think it is. I feel bad for the folks in Perry, Florida, good old Taylor County. I tell you, every time I was going to school from home, you had to go through Taylor County. We heard all kinds of stories about how there was a lynching capital pretty much of the Florida back in the day. And they've had three hurricanes this year to hit that city. Let me just give you a little something to stir your mind up. We understand that all our hurricanes come from West Africa, come across the Atlantic. Depending on the fronts, if there's a front that's holding back, it has a tendency to go towards Texas, go past the Yucatan Peninsula, all of that, and work that side. If it's more, the fronts, again, pushing, may keep it off the coast of Florida, and the people in Massachusetts, New York, Virginia may get some because of its working in that direction. But it's amazing that these hurricanes are coming almost quicker than paychecks every 2 weeks. Al Gore, wherever you are, you try to tell the world that global warming was occurring. We knew so much as a country that we didn't even follow you. Didn't even follow you at all. Folks, these are some critical times. Politically, financially, environmentally. That this is what we need to pay attention to. I'm looking at CNN, folks, and I'll get the name of their show, which is funny. I thought it was very funny. Where they take a jab at a lot of the political items that are going on in our world. But from CNN, our Washington correspondent said that former president that's number 45, has delivered a barrage of lies and distortions about federal response to Hurricane Helene. While various misinformation about the responses have spread widely without the 45th president's involvement, the Republican Party president nominee has been one of the country's leading deceivers on the subject. Media posts, the 45th president has used his powerful megaphone to endorse or invent false or unsubstantiated claims. Now, all I can say, we definitely need a leader that's going to work with his folks. We need a leader that's going to be able to tell us if the water from hell to high water, that we're going to make it happen. Remember, I said from hell to high water, not from high water to hell. This is just really, it's kind of disappointing to me about how these things are transpiring. They have fact-checked the 6 days of President 45 lies about the hurricane. There's a little guy, he's just a small structure, but he works for CNN that does all the historical check facts. And when I say he's on them, he's on them. Very quickly, he can tell you how things were, how they really transpired. And it's just amazing. J.D. Vance, smooth talker. Smooth talker. He was polished. A little bit more than Walsh. Walsh kind of left you out to think things. His skin tone kind of changed on him, so we know they pissed him off. But I stress, folks, I have to say six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. We need to make sure that we take care of the people who will be taking care of us. You must vote. A lot is going on, so a little time to talk about it. We have some folks coming in. They're going to help us out here at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about football. You know what? Some of us going to lose our breath. Lose it. I tell you, it's about 54 minutes after the hour. At the top of the hour, we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez as well as black college football. A lot is going on. A lot is going on. So as we kind of climb for today, there's a lot of resources out here, folks. We want you to get out here and just read. You know, here the former New York governor, David Peterson, his stepson attacked near the home. Communities in Florida are being urged to prepare for a potential Category 3 hurricane. Milton is the name. Milton is already the next hurricane. And they're tracking. Let's see where it is located currently. Again, as my story earlier, I was telling you how a lot of the hurricanes start on the west coast of Africa where the slave trade started. Then with the rotation of the axis, it has a way of finding its way to America. And this year alone, there has been three hurricanes that have hit Taylor County. Right now, just looking at the tracking of Milton from the Yucatan Peninsula, going to work his way back east. By working his way back east. Now, you know that's going against the plan, because with the rotation from the east to the west, usually it'll work its way to the west, but this is going back east. They're giving us estimations from, let's see what the name is, all the way through, kind of, like I said, Yucatan, still in Mexico, going to work its way back east and track towards Tampa. Look like everybody's going to be affected pretty much. Miami look like they're clear, but there could be some offshoots. All the way through Taylor County again. Brunswick, those areas will be affected, just south of Savannah. What is going on? What is going on? I'll tell you, the weather, everything. Everything. Well, folks, there's a lot going on. You must stay abreast. I encourage each of you, read every day and find out what's going on in this world. Again, the biggest thing, people are purging folks from voting. Now, all of a sudden, they worry about, and you know what, when you're desperate, you do a lot of things. And that's where we are right now, doing everything they can to suppress the voting of our brothers and sisters. Absolutely crazy. You know, in my head and in my heart, I'm thinking about this country is for all of us. Most of us who are hearing me that live here was born here. And a lot of people are new to the country, sitting up here just waiting for the opportunity to take over. Well, we got to get it together, folks. Got to get it together. Because if we don't get it together, it's going to be some mess going on. It's about 59 minutes after the hour. Waiting on Dr. Rodriguez to step up here. She's going to be going overseas, so we're going to miss her when that opportunity for her arises. We're going to get some black college sports in here and get her going. We'll start the black colleges probably in about a minute. So I'm going to cue up the music. Cue it up. Get everything in order. Going to give some scores and some rankings. Fam, you had the luxury of playing at someone's homecoming. And the young men have to realize in a big old conference, you're going to have to pick games when you want it. Now, some people are going to be upset too when the games come back to Florida. It could be Grambling. It could be Texas Southern. A lot of them feel that's the ultimate insult. But that's the way the old barrel crumbles. That's the way it crumbles. All right. Today is the 6th. We've got some games that happen on the 7th. Just seeing if you're paying attention. Some games that happened on the 5th, on yesterday. And we'll give you some of those reports here very, very shortly. Hang in there, Dr. Rodriguez. We're coming to you shortly. But it's the top of the hour, and you know what that means. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the world. According to Drew, Andrew with a live for our HBCU moment, celebrating and religiously reporting our historically black college and football. And football, so that's what I said today. But a lot is going on. Teams from the CIAA, SIAC, NEAC, and the SWAC. Bring it down just a little bit. Get you a little bit going. In football action over the weekend, St. Francis defeated Delaware State 28-17. Sacred Heart over Norfolk State 10-3. Morgan State over Lincoln, PA 41-0. Another action, Rhode Island defeats Hampton in two overtimes, 46-44. South Carolina State is victorious over Tennessee Tech 22-20. Alcorn over Arkansas Pine Bluff 38-28. Texas Southern over Virginia Lynchburg 28-10. North Carolina Central is victorious over Campbell 45-14. Jackson State over Alabama A&M. On the Gulf Coast Challenge, they're in Mobile, Alabama. And did you know Mobile was the original site for the Mardi Gras? Not New Orleans, Mobile. Look it up. Nichols State over Southern, 51-7. UIW over Prairie View. University of Incarnate Word, 56, Prairie View 28. Then out of Montgomery, Alabama. It was homecoming, y'all. It was homecoming. FAMU took offense to it. Asked, why are you going to schedule us for homecoming? Let me tell you, the only reason we got scheduled for that, because the schedule is so tight, somebody's going to get a powerhouse for their homecoming. Well, FAMU defeated Alabama State 28-13. How do you interpret that? There are a lot of queens crying today. Student body mad, alumni mad. They calling FAMU everything but rappers this morning. So much, as the song say, they're losing their breath. Ooh. They're losing their breath. They hot. 38 pistol hot this morning. But they lost our homecoming. Spent all their money for the pretty gowns. Everybody traveling, trying to get back. That has been Andrew Wiggum for Black College Sports. Because I'm about to lose my breath. Yes, sirree, Bob. That's Black College Sports. You get it here. Let me know where else you get it. But you get it here every Sunday morning. All right. Let's bring in Dr. Rodriguez. Good morning. You go ahead and unmute.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here in Studio A this morning getting ready to embark on some more adventures.
All right. But
just sitting here and looking at everything and getting out of here late to an undisclosed location.
That's good.
Might be going just to Fort Worth. Who knows? But a lot is going on. Do you remember Skip Morning and the Murphy, Skip Murphy and the Morning Team on K104 many years ago?
Yep, I remember them.
Well, they funeralized Sam Putney. I didn't even know he had passed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So wow. He was a staple.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said he was a staple.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he was the glue. How people say he was the glue before they even had glue. As far as people keeping things together there at the station.
Wow.
So we want to say good morning to the family. They had so many different people that were there celebrating his life. So we We just want to wish you the very best after losing a loved one. I tell you, it can sting. Definitely can sting you. And I've been there. Look, been there with both parents. And I just, my heart goes out to them this morning. I know how it is. A lot is going on in the world. And we're right here part of it. But as we move on, what do you have for us this morning?
I actually have something to help you reduce your belly fat.
This is something that just came about, or is this the message we need to convey to other people? Oh, okay.
No, it was one of your suggestions.
Okay.
Pull it up. I was in the kitchen. Hold on. Let me pull it up on my computer, and I'll go over it.
All right. Belly fat. Well, folks, you know, as we get older, there was a time I could eat late at night and didn't have to worry about my metabolism. You can eat potatoes, everything, starches, and then gain a pound. So as we matured and our bodies matured with us, the activity level decreased somewhat, and we end up going from that good old famous 28, I remember having a 28 waist, 32, and then it started going up by factors of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Thank you, Freddie.
So where we are today, and I don't feel bad yet. I know you're going to talk about reducing the belly. I can still see my toes. That has always been my gauge. Of being able to see your toes. But before you get into it, I can tell you it is something that's been going on for years. I remember my grandfather always told us, with anything, you better enjoy it while you can, because after a while, things don't work like they used to. And that's my grandfather talking to his grandsons.
There you go.
And at that moment, when you heard that lesson, you didn't think anything of it, because you were able to, look, run around the barn a few times. If you had a barn, run around the house. I used to jump off the house when we used to put up Christmas lights.
Wow.
Jump and roll. Oh, you get me up on the house now. You better have that ladder. If you don't have that ladder up there, I'll sit right there until somebody come get me. But now it's a career decision to jump off a house.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
And now I better have that ladder. Need that ladder. All right. So go ahead. What you have for us?
Okay. I have. What I title it is the role of desiccated organ meat supplements in reducing belly fat. And then I got a historical perspective of it. In recent years, a growing body of research and anecdotal evidence suggests that desiccated organ meat supplements, particularly those derived from like beef liver, have become increasingly popular for promoting fat loss, particularly in the abdominal region. These supplements, which provide a convenient and palatable alternative to consuming fresh organ meats, are rich in essential nutrients. They're rich in like vitamin A, vitamin B12, iron, and CoQ10. And all of these play a vital role in metabolic health and fat reduction. Now, historically, organ meats have been revered for their nutritional benefits in traditional diets across cultures. And today, they're experiencing a resurgence, and they're a key tool in addressing modern health challenges, and that includes like obesity, belly fat accumulation. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to explore the historical significance of organ meat, the nutritional properties of desiccated supplements, and how they contribute to the reducing the belly fat. Okay? So for centuries, meat, and they got another name too, it's called offal, they were considered delicacies, and a valuable source of nutrition. I don't know if you remember, like, calf liver, like liver
right.
and onion. That used to be like a staple. You have that at least once a week. Now, in many ancient cultures, these parts out of animals were consumed not just for their taste, but for their reputed health benefits. Now, our Native American tribes, they place significant importance on consuming the liver of the buffalo, believing it provided strength and stamina. And like similarly, in Chinese medicine, organs were seen as tonics for corresponding human organs. So like animal livers for liver health, heart for heart health, and, you know, so on and so on.
Okay.
Now, in Western diets, organ meats were commonly consumed up until the mid-20th century. So that brings us, like, right before we were born, Andrew, when modern agriculture and changes in food preference shifted the focus toward muscle meat. Now, despite their nutrient density, organ meats gradually, they fell out of favor. Their strong flavors and increasing availability of processed foods, you know, like sandwich meats and all kind of like Spam. However,
yeah, I'm figuring that one out yet.
Yeah, it's a lot of people do. Let me see what they do for breakfast. They do Spam and eggs. Now, however, in traditional cultures that continue to value the whole animal, organ meats remain the staple, and it contributes to better health outcome compared to us in Western culture. Now, desiccated organ meat supplements, they're derived from the freeze-dried organ meats, and the most common organ meat, of course, is still liver. But what they do is they freeze-dry it, and they process it into capsule or powder form. And this method of preservation retains the high concentration of the essential nutrients found in the raw organ meats, but it offers a more accessible and convenient way for modern consumers to benefit from these historically valued foods. Now, beef liver, for example, is one of the most nutrient-dense foods available, and they provide a significant amount of fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A and D, as well as your B vitamins, and that's especially your B12. Then it also provides iron, copper, and that CoQ10. And like I told you before, all these nutrients are essential for your metabolic health. They aid in fat metabolism, energy production, and maintaining a healthy liver. And, of course, you know, this organ is crucial for detoxification and fat processing. Now, vitamin A in particular plays a critical role in fat regulation. It supports thyroid function, and thyroid function affects metabolism and the body's ability to burn fat. Now, low levels of vitamin A are often associated with poor metabolic health and increased fat storage, especially in the abdominal area. Now, the B vitamins, particularly B12, and I'm talking about the natural B12. I'm not talking about the one that begins with a C. I think it's C-Y-N. That vitamin B12 is not good for you. You should always try to stay with the B12 that it begins with an M. Look, and I ain't got my glasses on, so I can't read this little teeny tiny bottle I got in front of me. But I'll look it up for you, like, when I finish.
Okay.
Like, B12 is vital for energy production, and it directly influences the body's ability to burn calories efficiently. And then your iron and your CoQ10 are instrumental in supporting a healthy mitochondrial function, and that's central to burning fat for energy. Now, the rise in popularity of the desiccated organ meat supplements, it aligns with growing awareness of the relationship between nutrient deficiencies and stubborn belly fat. Now, studies are showing that individuals with a higher nutrient density in their diets, they tend to have lower visceral fat. And that's the type of fat that accumulates around the abdominal organs and is most closely linked to metabolic diseases such as the type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Now, providing a rich source of nutrients that modern diets often lack, desiccated organ meat supplements help correct these deficiencies and support optimal metabolic function. For instance, that vitamin A and CoQ10, they help regulate your lipid metabolism and they improve insulin sensitivity. Now, lipid metabolism and insulin sensitivity are key factors in reducing your abdominal fat. And additionally, the high concentration of B vitamin aids in converting carbohydrates and fats into usable energy, and this prevents their storage as fat. Now, in conclusion, the desiccated organ meat supplement, particularly from your beef liver, offers a nutrient-dense, historically validated solution to modern problems like your belly fat. Now, while organ meats have long been consumed for their health benefits in traditional cultures, modern desiccated supplements, they make these benefits more accessible to contemporary consumers who may not be accustomed to or enjoy the taste of organ meat. Now, by addressing these nutrient deficiencies, we improve our metabolic function and we support the fat burning process. Now, these supplements provide a potent tool for reducing belly fat, and it's essential for overall health and longevity. Okay, that's it. That's my spiel for today.
Let me add this. I listened, and I think about how smart our parents were. We have so many things that we know about today. But, you know, when I could not stand liver, and my mother used to make it smell so good, liver and onions, smothered gravy, with, you know, smothered in gravy. Oh, it smells so good, but I couldn't stand liver. And now, every time I go to Luby's, I'm always getting liver and onions. You know, I mean,
smart man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've acquired the taste over the years. But if you look, especially as African Americans and our families in the past, a lot of the food that we had to grow ourselves or utilize a hog. And it's not much you can't eat off a hog. And several years ago, I found out, I had no idea you can eat pig lip. And my granddaddy always told me you can eat everything from the rooter to the tooter.
Yes, because
you think about it, you got pig tails. You have pig brain, pig lips, pig snout, ears, ribs. you name it, and then we were able to do it because a lot of us had to feed our families based on what we had in front of us.
There you go.
A quick story. I had to learn the hard way. Going to visit a family, our family, we called Tampa. Tampa was the city, but we had some country cousins. Literally some country cousins. That's how we referred to them. And I would go and we would ride. There's a hog named George. And I used to ride George, hold his ears, everything, running. And then George collapsed. I had no idea why he collapsed. He said George got hot. He had to stop running. And then George ended up laying down in the mud, cooling down. I didn't know they didn't sweat. You know, as a kid, you're a young man. I guess I wasn't even fifth, sixth grade by then. Might have been a little younger. But I thought I was going to be a rodeo cowboy the way I was riding George, holding his ears, everything. Well, the next summer, I come. I'm looking for George. And when I asked for George, I did notice my grandfather kind of snickered a little bit. But you know, he, for the most part, he always said, well, son, yeah, George ran away. And he's with another family. And, you know, they just, because I got so attached to George, all I can remember was bringing back more butcher paper than we came with. That went on a year. We had the best sausage, the best chops. Had no idea it was my favorite hog in the yard, George. They kept that from me at least 2 or 3 years. But I kept saying, Grandma, ooh, all that butcher paper you sent us back, that meat was so good. And they would always laugh. Always laugh at me. So just knowing how our ancestry had to live off the land and eating the hog, you know, did great things for them. Of course, now we have high blood pressure. That may have been, we try to contribute a lot of the pork that we eat to high blood pressure. I think it's that and stressors that we have had over the years where it became quality of life. It wasn't great quality. The way hypertension was big in the families and ended up being hereditary. So I understand what all this, because they eat beef tongue. Oh, my God. I always felt that was like you eat beef tongue. It was licking you before you licked it.
Oh, but it is so good.
Oh, don't.
It is
you're
so.
Messing up my cup of coffee. Brains. Liver, hearts, brains, and last but not least, intestines.
Yeah.
And you know what them intestines are. Boy, people knock out, drag out, trying to get that. But Dr. Rodriguez, hold on. We have a caller with a call. Oh, they dropped off.
Oh,
they dropped off. I was going to see if we could get them on. But they dropped off, so yeah,
Andrew,
all
you know
that
what,
DC. Huh?
You know what's viral on TikTok right now?
What is that?
It's called Primal Queen. Look that up right quick. Primal Queen.
Okay. Gotcha. It's a supplement.
You see how much 60 capsules count? You see how much they cost?
Okay. Oh, so I need the supplement. Okay.
No, that's the one for us. But I know quite a few men that are also getting it also. But it's got the liver, the kidney, the heart, and it's got a couple more things in it also. But it's a lot of organs, and I think it has like a mint, and it's sourced from Argentinian cattle, not from the ones from the U.S.
Okay. Now there's a Primal Queen female optimized beef organ superfood. So is it just primarily for the ladies, or it could be for everybody?
It's everybody is using it. It just was created for us.
Okay.
But it's good for everybody.
All right. This is beef, real beef organ superfoods formulated for women.
Yeah. I guess it'll keep all you men away from it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I don't want to go from baritone to soprano.
No, it has nothing to do with that. All it is organ meat.
I got you. But you know how we think. We think otherwise.
It's actually marketed. It's marketed for us. But I've seen all. I just like in Hollywood, everybody uses it.
Oh, wow.
And that's just letting you know.
Okay. Well, next time I go to Hollywood, I'm get in there and get out.
You can get it on Amazon.
I know, I saw it. But, you know, you mentioned something about the belly fat. Would you talk about how we need to reduce it? Because as we become less active, guys, that we have a tendency, boy, to accumulate, or they have a meeting at the waistline. But they say regular exercise is one of the most important things you can do to reduce the belly fat. Aerobic exercises, strength training, and HLLT can help create calorie deficit, which can lead to fat loss. Walking can also help you burn calories.
Now, you know, we already got a, a nutrient deficit? And that's usually all it is. All it is our body is missing a lot of nutrients and vitamins.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who are taking a lot of supplements. I need to do it because every time I go somewhere, I've always got to go get something else to put in the luggage. Yeah, but you got to find time, and I'm finding that. I make every excuse not to do a little something, and I need to do something because it's becoming taxing. And the older I get, I guess my temper is just kind of go, but a lot of people rub you the wrong way. You know what I mean?
So. Yep.
But looking at Healthline here, it says 18 effective tips to lose belly fat. I need to look at that. I'm going to print that one. I remember when I was a 32 waist. I can drop a quarter and it would bounce off my abs.
So did
now
your
I bounce it and it stick right to it.
So did your grandfather still have his trim waist?
Well, he's deceased now, but yeah, he was thin, little bitty guy.
Mm-hmm. Did they tell you anything?
Yeah. Oh, I understand. But they didn't. Well, for one, they didn't eat a lot of processed food. You know, they kind of killed and made it and ate it themselves. You know, kill, cook, or kill, clean, and cook.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if a chicken, an egg today can be a full-blown chicken tomorrow. So there's a lot of enhancers in that industry now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you egg today and full-blown chicken tomorrow. So I'm going to look at some of this stuff here. There's some on Healthline. And, of course, it says too much belly fat can increase your risk of certain chronic conditions. Drinking less alcohol and eating more protein and lifting weights are just a few steps that you can lose your belly fat. Well, lifting weights.
Don't say anything about organ meat. They'll do it.
That particular one. Not that particular one, but we know. They telling you on this just avoid foods that contain trans fats.
Mm.
Of course, moderate your alcohol intake. And I try to do that. I have a friend, he drinks every day, he's just as thin as a lid. Eat a high-protein diet. That's meat, fish, eggs, dairy, whey proteins, W-H-E-Y, and beans. Oh, Lord, beans, good for the heart. The more you eat, the more you start over. I tell you, it's just times have changed. And we have to get back again. We've gotten so sophisticated now that we don't want to eat or raise chickens in these big neighborhoods. or these certain places where we're living today. Yeah, we don't want to do that. But I think that needs to be a way, because, again, we look at things today as one thing and tomorrow's a total different thing. A lot of protein. This is why these kids are so big, with all the proteins they put in the food. So you wonder, a kid 12 years old, 6'5". Yeah. So it's a lot going on. And we're all trying to make the bottom line. That's all with a lot of these, you know, products. Let's get it done. Let's sell them more. Let's do this. It's, you know, we got to take time. It's a process, but we have not taken the time to do it. So, all right, you getting ready to embark. When are you leaving us?
No, I'm leaving. I'm flying out on the 14th. I'm leaving Dallas on the 13th, though.
Okay. Let me look at a calendar. Okay. You leave Dallas on the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I'll be. So I'm.
You'll be in that undisclosed area?
I'll probably be in the area somewhere. Because I think we have their holiday.
Yeah, that's that. I thought that I got some good tickets for it since it was a holiday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting venture. But look, I want you to hear some things. You know, again, Sam Putney Fast. That's really, it's tough for me because he was such a nice. Such a nice man. He very helpful. And you know, when people pull on you a lot, you get a little resistance back. Let me go back to our e-blast. And for those, the e-blast is something that you get daily. You can go to www.TexasMetroNews.com and you can get the e-blast every day. Class is now in session. You're going to learn something today. Forget efforts to stifle or rewrite history. We are in control. Get your history lesson here every week. We're going to share American history that might conveniently be missing from the classrooms and textbooks. We're going to let you see not only the victim, but also the perpetrator. For years, you have seen mugshots, negative displays of black people. We want to be fair. We want to put a face with the crime, and we want you to know the real story, lest we forget. That says a lot. So, again, it's not often that we have things, well, things always go on, but things that will change or impact this world. We need to make sure that our kids or even some of our friends, the adults, need to know. We get in our worlds and feel like what's going on outside our house is not important. And the reason I say that, because there's a lot going on. You have to be aware if it's a fire somewhere, or we'll go on that end of it, is that you have to be ready to respond. A lot of people out there just shaking their head over things that they hear. But we must read. We must try to interpret and understand what the heck is going on. This election has been by far the most interesting one. I just think I've always thought that it never could get any better than it's been. Oh, this one is beautiful. Compared to where we've been. But we move move right along. State Fair, Texas. Have you had a chance to go? Dr. Rodriguez?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Have you had an opportunity to go?
No, but my son has been. He's got a season pass. He's been twice. And I give him my credit card, and he gives me what I request.
Okay.
So I have that.
Gotcha.
He actually went yesterday.
Okay.
And, like, the only thing I could think of that I wanted was a foot-long hot dog. So I got a foot-long hot dog that's still in the refrigerator.
Okay. Yeah, just it brings out the kid in all of us going to the fair. I think last week I did mention some of the State Fair Texas food.
Yeah, he will actually try a lot of new items. I don't. I usually go with corny dog, a hot dog, look, hamburger, or that's pretty much it for me. But he'll try almost anything new.
That is good. I'm like that, too. They've had fried gumbo over the years. I thought it was pretty good.
Fried gumbo? Okay.
Yes. I may like gumbo. I like balls.
Okay.
They say they fry everything.
My hot dog was not fried.
Huh?
My hot dog was not fried.
Oh, yeah, they'll fry it. Some people want traditional thing. I'm sure somebody has fried it and probably got read the riot act.
Yeah.
But is Bezo the Angel inspired by our beloved flavors of traditional Mexican desserts, specifically the Bunnilo, Bunnilo, I guess it like that, and Fresas con Crema, a true masterpiece that has been created that is sure to tantalize your taste buds. Bite into a taco base made from a sugary fritter that's generously filled with a family secret red crema, delicious strawberries, and all kinds of things, whipped cream. Cajeta, is that how you pronounce that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, somebody made that up.
No. It's caramel. Yeah, it's everything. Fried hot dogs. Fried this, fried that.
He got, and I tried his. He actually had a turkey leg, and it was wrapped in bacon. So sliced me off a piece. It was delicious.
People try to do everything.
Yep.
It's a what calls conception. One heck of a sandwich. No, you're not seeing double. This is a sandwich inside a sandwich. Savory mushrooms, crispy arugula. I'm not familiar with that. And Porchetti or porchetta with melty cheese and smoky cheeses, all in between a classic grilled cheese sandwich. Okay.
And some
grilled cheese. Cheesy berry. Yeah, fried Twinkies. I remember that when Oprah came.
Are they still making those? The fried Twinkies?
I don't know if they're doing it anymore, but you know you're going to get something deep fried.
I saw
everything.
He actually had got a churro. I don't really like churros, but it was a churro, and I think it was dipped in chocolate. It looked interesting.
Yeah, look, they have the drinks as well. Now, when I first moved here, everybody had the fun of K. Elephant ears is what we used to call it, the big old, because it looked like an elephant ear when you had the funnel cake.
Oh, okay.
That's what we used to call it. I brag so much on everything that's here in Texas now. Fried apple cinnamon crepe.
Oh, okay. I'm not really into sweets.
Oh, okay.
I guess I eat too many... What is it? I eat too much hot sauce, and I guess, and like jalapeno peppers and peppers in general. So I don't really have a taste for sweets.
Oh, I wish I was like that. They have an Oktoberfest pizza. Yeah, sauerkraut on top.
Sound interesting.
You go out to State Fair, Texas. They're going to be here about another 2 or 3 weeks. And they still breaking records. At one time, I think they had about 80 folks that turned the turnstiles. On average, we had more when we had football games in there. But it's a sight to behold. And if you get a chance, folks, if you can go out there, there's a article called Dogfight in Dallas. No, not Dogfight. Catfight in Dallas. You get a chance to pull that up. And somebody I know wrote the article. And just let us know what you think about it. I tell you, we take a lot of things for granted. Because when we report our work, sometimes we just put facts and not worry about sentence structure. But when you write an article, boy, those skills come back. You got to get it together. Here's another sandwich. I don't know. Celebrating their 75th year at the State Fair Concessions. Pleased to present the reimagined food stand smashed by Nevin. And they've been around a while. They have a burger, two patty burger with some American cheese. Okay, hello. Oh, you there? Crispy bacon, fried jalapeno caps instead of jalapeno.
You had jalapeno.
Jalapenos and the sunny side up with an egg. There's definitely a bread. It's a lot. Yeah, it's something. Fried, I'm sure they fry pies, everything.
I'm sure they
do. It's about 45 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. Dr. Rodriguez is on with us. We're talking about eating organs, eating so we can get healthier. I tell you, John Witherspoon used to always say, eat everything from the root to the tooth on these hogs. Everything.
The root to the tooth.
Yeah, from front to back. Yeah, it's just been a crazy, crazy day. Just crazy. Folks, we got to get out here and vote. It is so important for this lifetime to make a difference. If we're going to preserve the future, we got to take the president to vote for it now. We must get out there and vote. And check, please check before you go to the county elections and make sure that you're on the roster. But they pull in some sneaky stuff. And you want to make sure that you are where you are or need to be. I haven't heard of, other than pulling people off the roster, I haven't had any people complain about what's going on at the station itself. So it's something, if you're not registered, it's something above the something above where we are that's creating this issue. Oh boy, I just thinking about some of the things that people will say, the excuses that they will come up with just not to follow through. Always something. Always something. I was just kind of glimpsing something, and I apologize for to you, Dr. Rodriguez, and that listening audience. Yeah. It's about 10 minutes to the hour. Sure, really, 12 minutes. You listen to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A, along with Dr. Rodriguez. Just kind of going through some things. The State Fair Classic. Post-weekend. And we're just enjoying everything that's going on. I've learned some things today. Just have to get myself together. How about that? Look, had a slight little pause there. I was trying to read something as well. So, Dr. Rodriguez, you're going all the way down to another continent. I'm getting out of here as well. I tell you, the Lord has afforded us the opportunity to do things that my grandfather went overseas, but it wasn't by his choice. And it's just, you know, a good thing to be able to kind of dictate where you're headed in this world. But if not, you know, you got to do what you got to do. That's how I always feel. There's a lot of scrutiny on the historical black colleges from the candidates. A lot of them don't want us to exist, but we're here. We're here. We are here. Did I say we're here? I think we lost Dr. Rodriguez.
I'm sorry, I just had you muted.
Okay. Historically, black colleges are still under fire. A lot of people say, well, why do you have that? But why do you have these Catholic schools? That's your choice. And I always tell people, over 100 years ago, we didn't have a choice where we went to school. We had to go where we were accepted. If you were in Wiley, went to Wiley College. You can go to Montgomery and find every state pretty much in the South. I'm trying to think, has one. South Carolina, North Carolina. I'm trying to think now. You can call them off roll. I don't have a few cards. But they were trying to educate two things that they really focused on, agriculture and preaching. Three things, I'm sorry, agricultural, preaching, and teaching, making sure that the next generation was prepared for whatever they would embody. But now kids are going, live here, going to Cornell, going to Yale. It's just amazing. Great stuff. Great stuff. All right, the 9 HBCUs in Texas. So anything you want to add here? We're coming down to the nitty gritty?
No, not at the moment.
All right, see, we picked up a couple callers, one from the Atlanta area. Just wanted to know, just letting everybody know that we picked up and for our caller that's listening, they'll probably be laughing, that we discuss organs. And how did you describe it, Dr. Rodriguez, of the food that's good? Body parts, vital organs. Are you still here, Dr. Rodriguez? She may be muted. But hold on. Let me see if we can get her back on. But when we were looking at some of these, we call it century meat. And just think about when we were kids, how much our grandparents love liver, love chicken hearts, chicken livers. And they had pretty healthy lives. They're saying now we need to get back to it to get the necessary nutrients that are needed, especially in our society, with all the stressors that we have encountered, and I'm sure it's going to be more to come. So we're going to have some century meat. I guess we lost Dr. Rodriguez for now. She'll come back. I see we have a 678 number. Got anything to add today? Any announcements of where you are? So keep our listening audience abreast of what's going on. All right. I'm going to take us home in 7 minutes, letting you know that the Rattlers defeated the Hornets in Alabama, in Montgomery, in the place. I hope they got it straight out now with the brothers had up in there. It is what it is. Rattlers are victorious. Do it, Rattlers. All right, as we move right along, a little nasal today, but we're going to keep it going. Some of the top things that we did talk about, voting is essential. If you're having some issues at the polls, call the person that's over the elections. Check and make sure that you don't go out there and you can't vote because they purge your information. When people are desperate, they will do anything to win. Anything. And if it's all about trying to kill us to get what they're doing, unbelievable. All right, just a quick recap of the scores over the weekend. I hear Dr. Rodriguez is back now.
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen. Well, what did you say was unbelievable? I missed it.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's just how things are going, transpiring.
Huh?
No, just how things are going on throughout the world of trying to suppress voting.
No, oh, okay.
It's just amazing. And yeah, that's the only thing you missed. Just amazing. I was looking at another story here. I just hope that everyone that's out there hearing my voice, spread the word with your friends. Get out here and vote. One of the few things where you should not have to resist of which direction you want to go through. And I say that because a lot of people, you just standing in line where to go. Certain states have passed things. Well, you can't even use the bathroom. You get out of line. So what do? As a RN, do you go and tell them you're going to give them all folders?
That's funny.
Yeah, but that's what they do. That's what they do. And it's a travesty after all these years of what people fought for Miss Selma, the change of voting act. and make it more accessible for those who can't get to it. It's crazy. Every time I think this land of milk and honey has moved us closer to the top, we're not even close. We are not even close to how they're going about it.
What'd you call it? The land of milk and honey.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. That's what they refer to it. That's what they refer to. All right. I was just looking around the studio. I guess some sprinklers or something came on. It's about 7:57 after the hour of 9. Next week, we're going to be doing some things, trying to get there. I'm going to be in transition a couple of places. Going to a place unknown. Unknown. And try to get back. Get back in one. Look, one whole piece, as they say.
I need to see if I can use one of my apps to see if I can call in next week. I haven't tried it yet. I should have done it today, shouldn't I?
Yeah, go ahead and try. I don't know if the same number will come up.
I will try. Have you tried it before?
Yeah, with people, it depends. They have so many apps. I know one connects people. But I have to find something because a lot of them, they do recommend it now. I probably can do some things and get it. Because it's going to be quite interesting these next couple of weeks. But folks, as we wind down, there's another hurricane out there. Please be aware of what's going on. Please be aware. It's been real, Dr. Rodriguez, as we wind this thing down. Thank you so much for being here. I apologize for some of the hesitation because I was taking them back, folks, over a couple of deaths that I did not know. So on behalf of Cheryl Smith, the whole crew, Dr. Rodriguez, thank you as always. And hang in there. You know, you stand tall, they seem to fall because of what they're trying to do. I understand. Been there, done that, got a T-shirt for it. On behalf of Cheryl again, I thank you to staff. Hey, let's keep moving in the right direction. Keep it black. And I'll definitely try. No, I'll be black next week as well. Take care. Have a great week. I'm out. Peace. Thank you.